In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a debate that's been going on for a couple of decades, I guess. At least it seems like that. And it's, are vaccinations good for you? When I was a little boy, we just took it for granted. Vaccinations are good for you. Everybody should get them. I got my polio vaccination and whatever else, and didn't catch any of those diseases. I'm grateful. Nowadays, people wonder, well, are all vaccinations good for you? And you can, I'm sure, go on the internet and read lots of different opinions about that question, some informed, some ill-informed. But the point of this introduction is the following. There is one kind of vaccination in the world that will kill you. And it's this. It's to be vaccinated against Christianity. Now, that sounds kind of strange. Vaccinated against Christianity. Does that mean Christianity is a disease? Well, I don't think so, but Christianity is caught. Christian, we say this, is one of the cliches of religious education, that our faith is caught, not taught. We catch the faith, and we catch the faith how? We catch the faith at home, when we are in the presence of a pious family that has icons on the walls and prays before meals, etc., etc., that goes to church together. We catch the faith when we come to divine liturgy, regardless of what age we are. We catch the faith when we participate in the sacraments. We catch the faith in giving alms, something we just did, when we sacrifice and do something for people who are in need. We catch the faith when we're in fellowship with other Christians. And how many times have I heard other people remark, and I've remarked myself, how good it is to be in the presence of other Christians and to talk and to listen and to be together. And by the grace of God and through the Holy Spirit, we catch our faith in our private piety when we sit quietly and pray alone, when we kneel before our icons. That's how the faith is conveyed. It's caught. But like anything that's been caught, you can be vaccinated against it. Strange, huh? In the old days, we wanted to catch things. Like before there was a mumps vaccination, if somebody down the block had mumps, sometimes the moms would bring their kids over as they get to catch the mumps and be done with it. But now we run the risk of being vaccinated against Christianity. Now, how does that happen? Well, how does a vaccination work? We take a little bit of a disease and we give it to you so that your body can develop antibodies. And then your immune system learns how to fight this disease should it ever be presented to you. That's how a vaccination works, and that's what happens when we get vaccinated against Christianity. We get just a little bit of Christianity. So we come to church, but we come infrequently. We might pray, but we pray infrequently. We might think about God, but we think about God infrequently. And so we don't realize it, but slowly we are making ourselves immune to Christianity. We're making it very hard for us to one day fully commit to following our Lord. Sometimes we even get to the point, and I see this at national meetings sometimes, people will stand up and they'll start talking about people who go to monasteries as if they're weirdos and religious fanatics. But we're Orthodox Christians, going to monasteries is normal. But that's what happens if you're slowly taking that Christianity vaccine. After a while, practicing the faith looks weird. And we can vaccinate ourselves so effectively that it can make us completely immune to the faith. How often have you heard somebody talking, whether it's in person or on TV, and they are an agnostic or an atheist or whatever, and they say, yeah, I went to church when I was a little kid, but they got just enough Christianity, and now they completely are turned off to God. That's what happens with any vaccine, any powerful vaccine. Christianity is powerful, and if you use the Christian vaccine, it'll work. You can make yourself, a person can make himself or herself completely immune to God by just getting a little bit of it. Seems like here in the Bay Area, that's almost a cliche. You'll meet some guy a designer of software systems in Silicon Valley. He goes, yeah, I grew up Polish Catholic in Cleveland, but now I follow the blah blah tradition. It's like, whatever. Well, what happened? You grew up Polish Catholic. Well, you got inoculated. You never actually caught the faith. I'm not picking on Polish Catholics by any means. So you get to that point where Christianity doesn't matter. I've been there, done that. So that vaccine becomes really dangerous. That vaccine, in this case, really does lead to death, at least spiritual death. Every year, the Sunday before the Feast of the Holy Cross, we hear one of the shortest gospel readings of the year and one of the most powerful because it contains the gospel within the gospel. It contains the most important words that are written in Scripture, the most important words any of us can know, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should have, what? Eternal life. Shall not die, shall not perish, depending on your translation, but shall have eternal life. That's it. Very simple. And that's why we're here. That's the essence of Christianity. That's the essence of the faith. Understanding and embracing it is what we are about. It's why we did everything else today. It's why we swung the incense and venerated the icons. It's because of John 3:16 that God loved us so much that he became one of us to save us so that we would not die, but so that we would live. And you know, there's no such thing as Jesus being a little bit crucified. He's crucified once and for all. There's no such thing as having just a little bit of life everlasting. When we talk about perishing spiritually, there's no such thing about just perishing a little bit spiritually. It's 100%. Jesus was all in when he became one of us and was crucified and rose from the dead. Eternal life is a 100% proposition and eternal death the same. Now, I can't look inside anybody's heart. I just try to look within my own. So I don't know, as we listen to these words, are you saying, you know, I am all in. Thank goodness I caught the faith. It happened in my life because of fill in the blank, but I've caught it. Perhaps we look at the way we have raised and are raising our children. We say, yeah, they're all in too. Our kids caught the faith. We made sure they caught it. We were like that mom that dragged the kid down the block to sit with the kid who had chicken pox to catch the chicken pox. We made sure they caught the faith. But if we're sitting here this morning and still wondering, am I more vaccinated than anything else? It's okay. Because we can get unvaccinated. This is the time of year to do it, right? The ecclesiastical year is starting, and this is the time of year when we have all of the wonderful saints' days and feast days, when we have our small groups, when we have our youth programming, etc., etc., etc. This is the time to go all in. This is it. So why wait? The invitation this morning is very simple. Catch the faith. Catch the faith and avoid being vaccinated. Catch it fully. Roll around in it. Embrace the fact that God loved us so much that he became one of us to save us. The debate about vaccinations, I'm sure, will continue for as long as there are cable news shows and internet websites. But I can tell you right now, there's one vaccination to completely avoid. Because the truth of the matter is, nothing good can happen in your life, nothing good can happen in my life, if the best we can do is to be vaccinated against Christianity.